Chapter 26. "Have you seen me?" Jen said when Jesse answered the phone. "On the tube?" Jesse said. "Yes, silly, where else?" Jesse sipped his first drink of the night, carefully, so Jen wouldn't hear. "I haven't," Jesse said. "Probably not syndicated up there yet, but we will be. The show is really taking off." "I'll keep an eye out," Jesse said. "I've been doing a style report every Wednesday morning and some interviews and, of course, the weather." "For the whole syndication area?" Jesse said. "You know," Jen said, "one of those generic reports. Weather in the east is mostly clear and mild. There are some storm clouds in the area of Chesapeake Bay and unseasonable temperatures along the coast of Maine. Now here's the forecast for your area. Cut to local news. 1 minute."
"Find a place to live?" Jesse said.
"Downtown," Jen said. "Nice little studio on 10th Street between 5th and 6th. Rent controlled."
"Sublet?" Jesse said.
"No, my friend has had it since rent control," Jen said.
"You sublet from your friend?"
"No, we share," Jen said.
"Helps with the rent," Jesse said.
He took another drink, carefully. "Yes," Jen said.
Jesse didn't say anything.
"Well, actually," Jen said, "I guess he pays the rent."
Jesse finished his drink. "Helps quite a bit with the rent," Jesse said. Jesse considered whether he could make another drink without Jen's knowing.
"I'm trying to be honest with you, Jesse," she said. "Please don't make it harder for me."
"Sure," Jesse said.
"We've always been honest with each other," Jen said.
"Actually," Jesse said, "we haven't."
"Well, it's not too late to start," Jen said.
"Nope," Jesse said. He stood and walked to the bar, took a handful of ice from the bucket, and put it in his glass.
"Are you drinking?" Jen said.
"You bet," Jesse said. He broke the phone connection and shut off the answering machine. Then he put more ice in the glass, added some scotch to his usual level, and filled the glass with soda. The phone didn't ring again. He took a long pull on the drink and sat on a bar stool and looked at Ozzy's picture. He nodded to himself. He could never have been Ozzy, but he could have made the show. Whenever he looked at Ozzy's picture, he remembered. Playing at Pueblo. The three hopper to the right side. The runner coming down from first. The second baseman's feed a little high as Jesse covered second. The takeout slide was a clean one, but it caught him as he was reaching for the throw and trying to stay with the bag. He flipped. He landed on his right shoulder. He hung onto the ball, but they missed the double play, and his shoulder was broken. It was his last professional game. He stood and walked to his French doors and stared out at the harbor. He had no claim on Jen. They were divorced. He slept with other women. She slept with other men. She started it. They were still married when she started it. Jesse took in more scotch. That was then. This is now. It all seemed a downward spiral. He was going to be a big league shortstop. And then he wasn't. He was detective in robbery homicide in Los Angeles. Then he wasn't. He was married to Jen. Then he wasn't. He finished his drink and went back to the bar and made another one. He gestured with the full glass at the picture. "You and me, wizard," he said. Now he was a small-town cop in the far corner of the country, drinking alone at night and talking to a fucking baseball poster. He took his glass to his chair and sat and looked at the phone. No need to turn the answering machine off. She wasn't calling back anyway. He reached over and turned it on. He looked around the empty room and took a drink. "After this, what?" he said aloud in the empty room. He sat and thought about what he'd said and nodded his head slowly and smiled faintly to himself. "Nothing," he said. "Nothing at all."